Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
For the Word of God is quick. Or that word means life. It gives life. That's why we sing, as our sister was singing, that's why when we sing words of faith, words of praise, it's bringing life. It's God's word. He said, my word is spirit and it's life. Okay? The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Tell me what doctor can divide your soul from your spirit. What tool, what instrument, what scalpel, what laser can divide your soul from your spirit? Not one. And of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, the Word of God is all of this. The Word, let me say it this way. What I'm getting at with this verse, the word of God goes into the very core, stay with me, into the very core of your DNA. Doctors can get there. They do great just by being able to observe. But the word goes into your DNA, and listen, it regenerates. It deals with every defect, every shortcoming, every fault and failure that Adam brought us into. When the Word of God comes to us, and how many know, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word. Every one of us was saved when we heard the word, and we believed the word, and we received the word, and that word came in us and regenerated us, dealt with the defects, dealt with the sin, broke the chain of bondage, delivered us from the power of darkness, brought us into another kingdom, gave us a new mind. That's who we are. You better stop playing with all that foolishness. Look what God has done for us. We are children of a kingdom. 2 Corinthians 5:17 goes as far as to say this, and this is just not poetry. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Look at somebody, tell me, you look the same, but I know you're brand new. The body has a glow about it. As a matter of fact, the word will affect your body. Yes, it will. You know, saved people live longer. Saved people look younger. Saved people, amen, have more energy. Why? The Spirit of God on the inside of them. Oh, yes. It affects your body. It affects your soul. It affects your spirit. Everything. The Word of God will regenerate. Amen. Tell somebody, age ain't nothing but a number. Stop telling yourself you're too old. Stop telling yourself I'm too young. Age is a number. I can do all things through Christ who will strengthen me. Amen. I love what Caleb said. Caleb said, give me my mountain. I'm just as strong now as I was then. I had another spirit then. I got another Spirit now, and I'm just as strong as I was 40 years ago to go in and take my mountain. Joshua, give me my mountain. Amen. Ooh, I feel like shouting here. Tell somebody, age ain't nothing but a number. It's a state of mind. He went up in that mountain and drove all them giants out. They wasn't pygmies. They were giants. At 85, Moses, when he was 120, his eyes were still keen. Vision wasn't abated. Huh? Tell me, God, tell me what's not possible to him that believes. The word regenerates all the defects. Look at 1 John chapter 5. Starting at verse 7. See, I'm not even off the first page of notes. That's why this is going into the school. This will be on one of our subjects. The Genesis principle. Because we need to know this. This is foundation. You train up a child in the way he should go. When a child understands this, there'll be a generation of young people that are unstoppable. Unstoppable. Amen. You got it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He that believes on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, let's get back to science a minute. Science has discovered that in between those two DNA molecules, the 23 chromosomes that make up the one and the 23 that make, is a white light. Science is, I'll tell you what, science, see, some things we don't have to believe for because science has already proven it to be factual. They have discovered a white light. Now, what they say about the white light, The 23 chromosomes have a program. What you gonna look like? How tall you gonna be? How big your feet gonna be? You know, your nose, everything is, it's got that. But the white light has a separate program. A program all its own. It had nothing to do with the other two. Now they don't know what the program is. They don't. But we do. Tell somebody, I know what the program is. Let's take a deeper look at this. I'm going to skip around because this, there's no way I can cover all this in the next few minutes that I have. Go with me to John chapter 1. I'm going to show you what the program is. John chapter 1, verse 4. Now look at this. Now, before, let's look at this. Everybody look up here. Take you a long time to find that. Read your Bible more. So you'll be able to find it quicker. Or get you one with tabs, so you just tab it. See, you done messed me up here now. Right, John. What did I say about John? No. No, here we have it. You have the 23 chromosomes, the DNA, then you have the white light. Science don't know what the white light is. All they know is it's got its own program. It's there. In John, we read, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. See, let's read on because it says it. Next verse. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth. Look at this. That was the true light. Talking about the Son of God. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. So everybody born into this world has those two DNA strands and a white light there. It's just until a person puts their faith in the Son of God, that white light is not activated. They are governed by the two strands. They are humus. They are natural. They are bound. They are the children of the devil. They are sons of Adam. But when a person puts their faith in the Son, that white light is activated. A whole nother program starts. You are brought into a whole nother realm of reality. A whole nother kingdom takes over your life. You start to walk in the Spirit. Your spirit has come alive again. Now you have fellowship with God. Now you can go beyond the veil. Now you are not just natural. You have put super on the natural. That light, that's why people try to drug it up, smoke it up. That light longs for something. What it longs for is fellowship with God. You know, like I know, couldn't nothing satisfy you? Once God started dealing with you, nothing could satisfy. I don't care, you had all the money. You could shake a stick at, you could go anywhere you want, go ahead, all time on your hand, had anything the way you did, still you were miserable until you put your faith in the Son and the light activated. Now, you don't need two nickels to be happy. Amen. You don't need people like you to be happy. Amen. You don't need a whole bunch of stuff to make you happy.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.